first thing I wanted to do, just to explain what the carbon oil is. It's nice, you know, we talk about the spheres. What exactly is the carbon oil? Now, we know about the barley offering, but that's only part of the deal. So, before we come to Mitzvah Shin Vav, the Sfiras HaOmer, let's go back to the Korban itself. First, we'll start with mitzvah shin beis. Mitzvahs korban oimer shel se'irim b'yom sheni shel Pesach. The first misconception we have to clear up is that the korban oimer was of barley. Most people, if you ask them, they'll tell you it was wheat, which is wrong. And it's very simple to remember. I have a very simple mnemonic for it. Korban HaOmer as an ayin is of Se'irim, and the Shtei HaLechem with a Ches is Chit. That's the mnemonic. So B'tchila, so we have Shenakriv B'yoyim Sheni Shel Pesach. We should offer Yeser Al HaMusaf Shel Shor Yemei HaPesach. Besides the Korban Musaf, now listen carefully. Keves Ben Shnoso La'ayla. A keves, a sheep that's 1 year old, is an oila. For oimer echad shel sa'irim, and one oimer of sa'irim, hanikra oimer atrufa, shenema, ki savo el ha'oretz, v'haveisem es oimer reishas kitzircham al ha'koyim. V'hini v'sa oimer, v'mochros ha'shabas, v'tirgumo, v'bosar yom ha'toyva, as we know, means the day after Yom Tov. We're going to look at the Gemara in the Menachos Kleimer b'Yom Sheni Shel Pesach. Sheva Pesach Ayri. This parasha is talking about Pesach, but parasha Shel Amayilam is there. V'neir Mashon Basisem b'Yom Anivchem Esayimer Keves Tomim Ben Shnosim. So the part that's forgotten in all of this is that there was a korban, an animal, which was brought on the Mizbeach, and that was an oimer. The korban zeh shel oimer. Now, the korban of the oimer nikra minchas bikurim. Ve'elehu hu aremes ba'omri yizmorach and takru minchas bikurim l'Hashem is referring to the korban oimer aviv koli va'ish. Ve'loshen mechilta kol im ve'im shabatara, whatever it says in the Torah, is reshus, means if you desire to do so. Chutz mishloish Hashem chayim. Except three that are a chayim, v'ze echad mehem. We have also by him case of Talbeh Sami. Ombru Sham, Hatoimer Chayvo, and all the Rashus, Talmud Lomer, Takri, Veis Minchas, Bekurecho, Chayvo, and all the Rashus. Vinyan and Mincha came, so what is this Korban Mincha? Shem Avian Shloisha saw in Sairim. They brought three saw of Sairim. Motsian Menakol, Isoran Echot, Shumanupa, Beshlosha, Srinapa. And they reduced it by 2/3. That they had 1/3 which was refined 13 times. Vashon niftav nechal echal odom, and the other 2/3 they redeem, and anybody can eat them. V'chayev v'chalok, and if you make a dovid, you have to make chalok, because it's not kochim, we put them on amaisus. V'loichen zeho yisoron shal soiles sa'irim, this, v'loichen zeho yisoron shal soiles sa'irim, u'boilin oiso b'loig, shemen, and you mix it with a loig of shemen. So we took out, I'm sorry, I did not do justice to this. Let's do this again. I misspoke. They brought three soin sorin, and what's the amount of call is sorin echot, shumanupa b'shlosh esrei napo. They took one sorin from it. Vashor nifte b'necha l'chol odom. V'lokhen zeh sorin, one sorin, they took shal soiles asorim, not one soil, but one sorin. So this is Sa'irim. We'll boil it at Isa Balaik Shalom. and they mix it with a loik shomet. V'noisnen alav kaimetz levayin akashar menachas. And they mix in some of the frankincense, as they do with every other menachot. U'meinifu akayin b'mizrach, and he does hanofi, he waves it. Meiluch u'meivi, meilu u'meirin, in all the directions. U'magisho, and he puts it up against keneged chudash okerim arobas droimus, against the corner, the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach, just as any other mincha. With kaimetz, and he takes off the kaimetz. Umakte, and he burns it on the Mizbeach. V'hashor necha l'koyanim, and all the rest of the Yisorn, all the rest of the Yisorn is given to the koyanim. Kishiore kol ha-menochas, as whatever's left over from every korban mincha, and every korban mincha, they take the kaimetz, and the kaimetz they put on to the Mizbeach, and the rest is eaten by the Kohanim. So the Korban Omer is no different in that regard.
It's just grain.
You do what you want with it. What? You...
It's grain, I make cake out of it?
Well, I guess.
Oh, you make a muffin.
Make a muffin, whatever you like.
Oh,
you
know. I can't forget that.
You
make much,
more
barley nuts, I guess.
18 minute
barley
nuts?
Make lapis,
farlish
lapis.
Okay.
Please feel free to tell me you don't want to get into it now, but I never understood how it could ever get off, it has to totally get off out of the palm of the corn. This thing is mixed with oil and flour. It's going to stick to his eyes and get it all, every kernel has to come off on the bread, right? I'm not physically they were able to do that.
You tried it?
You tried with an oil mixture. It's
wasn't that much oil?
What?
There wasn't that much oil.
It's good there was oil, because flour alone, yeah, you'd never get off your palm.
But dough is not particularly sticky.
Not
different.
I think it's water and oil, right?
Not dough. It's
flour. 13
times.
They'll tell you, but I suspect there's water
it's
in
flour.
Too.
The flour.
Don't they make water in also, and they just don't tell you that?
No,
they
can't be.
This was baked?
No. Ronnie, I guess you'll have to experiment, yeah, and you'll be the instructor in how to do it.
It just seems it would be like, again, no kernel could ever get out from the cracks in your fingers, you know, the seams of your fingers. You can't get every piece out.
Right. Isn't it said that that's the most difficult
kavodah in this
Hiddush? No, the kavitsa was the most difficult.
Yes.
And also the Yom Kippur and going into the flame.
Right.
You have to
put it in his mouth.
Anyway, I'm sorry, I just read. Al-Kalponim. So the first thing is just to know what the Korban Omer is. The Korban Omer has two parts to it. It has a keves tom and ben shnoso, a sheep which is a year old, which is brought as an oilot. And then the barley is separate from that. And that barley, they take... It's highly refined, and then they take one kaimitz of it, of the Isar, and that goes on the Mizbeach, and the rest of the Isar is eaten by the Kayanim. So that is the Korban Omer. So just to define what's the Korban Omer, we talk about Sfiras Omer. What is the Omer? So the Korban Omer has two parts to it. It has the Behema, and it has the Korban Mincha, which is associated with it. That's a mitzvah Shin base.
So, what are we counting? We're finished with it. What is it we're counting?
We're done with it. Now, we're counting from that day. The that I don't want to go into tonight. What's the purpose of the counting? One thing which is eminently clear, and that is this mitzvah is not a chayk. So, as Hashem, we'll have to revisit. I mean, there are two schools of thought. Is the school of thought of the Sefer HaChinuch, which is, I don't think, is Al-Piderach HaPashtus, Pashtus HaKro, and then there's a Derech of the Sforno, which is Al-Pashtus HaKro. What the significance, what the counting is about.
It seemed, though, it would make more sense to say Ba'olam instead of
Ba'olam. No, I happen to be, I object to that.
Please feel free. Not it. No.
What? So, in the law could also mean from that time, an association. I believe. I don't believe it always has to be anticipatory. But Bo Omer is, from the standpoint of the biblical Hebrew, incorrect. Why? Because we refer to this period as the Omer. In the Torah, Omer is only the name of a carpet. It is not the name of a time. So you can't say Bo Omer. There's no such thing as in the Omer. The Omer is a carpet.
I thought it had to do with the intelligent person, Bishalom.
No, that's something else. That's how Marshall goes into why you do that. So I believe that the issue has to do with using biblical Hebrew. In biblical Hebrew, you'd have to use Lo-Imer. And if you use Loshem Bnei Odom, you could use Bo-Imer. Now, which one to prefer? This is already a matter that Shas discusses in various places, you know, what prevails. But we find both modes. Now, before we get to the mitzvah of the Sfiras Eibar itself, the Gemara Menachos is very instructive. This was one of the real flashpoints between the Tztukim and the Prusha, was the mitzvah of the Sfiras Eibar.
When it starts.
It's very interesting. It's very interesting to study the history of this Machlokes. Now, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the signal figure of the Jewish people at the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. He is the one that had the unenviable task and the tremendous chus of succeeding at organizing Klal Yisrael suddenly in the absence of the Beis Hamikdash. How we're going to operate. Like the Beis HaMikdash, which was so central to everything that Klal Yisrael was about, and all of a sudden there's no Beis HaMikdash. So what happens now? How are we going to function? How's the religion going to function? A Herculean task. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai assumes that task. Now remember that this was a very, very difficult time. This was not only a time of phenomenal persecution from external sources, but internally we suffered tremendous problems, tremendous dissension, and tremendous divisiveness. The era that we live in, to me, is very reminiscent of what Baal Shem Tov was. There were all types of people that were very far from the religion, from observing the religion properly. We have the Christian movements arise at this time, and we have the Tztukim at this time, and the people that are we go through the Hellenist movements in the era leading up to the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a little bit earlier than this, but tremendous. The kings are the furthest things from being from. Very reminiscent of today. So here we have, besides all Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's problems in dealing with the Romans, if that wasn't enough, then he had to deal with internal issues too, among the Jewish people. So it says that Mitanya Be'batzof Mo'ada, from the 8th of Nisan, in the period of the 8th of Nisan until the end of the Moed, till the 21st day of Nisan, Itoisev Chagodishvaya, the Yontif of Shavuos was Rashi says Nisyashiv al Dino. Its din was settled. Shabbos and Ayomim Nitzchu Chachamim Esakui by Susa. They intellectually defeated the Vaisusa, carried the day against them. And therefore, why Shayu by Susim Oimrim Atzeres Achor Hashabbos? That Atzeres starts on Sunday. Nitpul Hem Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. Where do you get such an idea from in your heads? That's very interesting. And I wonder why. And nobody in the Baisusim had an answer for him. Now, even that, with Shayim Eshiva, Chutz, finally, Chutz Mizokin Echot, there was one elder of the Baisusim that stood up for that view. Shayim Efat Beit Kenegdom, so we had some slight objections to Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, some slight defense. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu, Oyev Yisrael Hoy. Moshe Rabbeinu loved the Jewish people. Yeshua is the orphan yontif. It's only one day. By the time it starts, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, that is saying, by the time the yontif starts, it's over already. So what did he do? Is of Omad v'tikna, and it says Hakadosh Baruch Hu hiskim al yado. He basically lobbied the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that we have to make this a Sunday yontif. You know, we think that the it's only in America that they dreamed up to make all the legal holidays on Monday. You know. So according to the Rabbi Susan, Moshe Rabbeinu lobbied the Rabbeinu Shalom to make Shavuos on Sunday every year. Why? There'll be a long weekend. They should Yisroel Mus'angin Shnei Yom. They'll have a long weekend. The world didn't change. Nothing changed in the world. Korah Allah of Mikrozeh. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to him that Achar Oso Yom Echorev Derech HaSeir. It takes 11 days to get there to Yisrael. The Moshe Rabbeinu Oyev Yisrael, if he was driven by this Avos Yisrael, as you say, and therefore that's how we, you know, decided what was going to happen. Loma Ichrom b'Midbar Aboyev Shana. And why didn't he lobby to get him out of the Midbar? You know, it took you think the traffic in New York is bad, right? It took 40 years to complete an 11 days journey. So, oh my Lord, so the Baisusi said back to him, Rebbe, Mekachata Pagreini. It's such, you know, this is the what type of answer is this. You know, then Rebbe Shalom didn't let him. Oh my Lord, Shaita, you're a fool, he said. But the Torah Shleima Shalonu Gesicha B'Tele Shalachat. That your own words that human beings speak, you take the word seriously. So why don't you take the words of the Torah seriously? Kosov Echorot Matismaru Hamishim Yem. Right in Pashas Emor. Because of Echorot Mashava Shavuos Tisporloch. My Ochel Hermesh Bakomet Ochel Lispo. Shiva Shavuos Tmimos Tiena. Okay, so here you have him, sorry. You have Sheva Shavuos Tmimos Tiena within the first Pasha itself. You have Sheva Shavuos Tmimos Tiena. Jump ahead. Okay, so kam biyontov shechalios b'Shabbos, kam biyontov shechalios b'emtza Shabbos. When they have 7 weeks, it's only within 7 weeks, that is in a situation when it occurs on Sunday. So when it occurs on Sunday, what? No, when it actually occurs on Sunday, the second day of Pesach. If the first day of Pesach is on Shabbos, so the second day is Sunday, so then the Omer is 7 weeks. It starts... It's 7 weeks. Sunday to Shabbos is a week. It goes seven Sunday to Shabbos cycles. It's 7 weeks. So that's Sheva Shabbos to me was the end. When do we talk about the days and we don't talk about the weeks? That's when it starts in a weekday. So then you don't have 7 weeks. You have a Wednesday to a Saturday, and the next week is a whole week, right? So you have 6 whole weeks and 2 partial weeks. So you don't have 7 weeks. That's why it broke it up in this fashion. It says, Tisperu Chamishim, Yom Shavuos Shabbos, is to me, Mr. Yana. Now, so Rashi says, Minayin Lechem Da'ayim Yimokhros HaShabbos, Shabbos Mamash. How did you reach this conclusion that it Mamash means Shabbos? Because we have in the Torah, we have a Chumash. That's fine.
All right, we got it.
Menachos, we're reading on Samachei Amar Aleph. Yeah. Parshas Emor. We have the following. reference to Yom HaKippur, we also have Shabbat Shabbos and Hulachem bin Yisem Esnaf Shul Seich. And what does that refer to? Of course, the Yom Tov, it doesn't refer to Shabbos. Shabbos. So, referring the term Shabbos is referring to the day of Yom Tov. So, that's what Rashi says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said. He came along and he said, Mimochros HaShabbos. It means the day after Shabbos. Who told you? Who told you that it means that? Shabbos means a cessation from work. We find the term is on Yom Kippur too, Shabbat Shabbos and Ulachem. So it can just as well refer to Yom Tov, which is Lesasa Malach, as it can to Shabbos. So what got you guys all up in arms? Now it's interesting, we don't normally focus on this point in the Gemara. We usually start off thinking that in Pashtus that it's Tukumarit. It's a chiddush of the Torah Shabbal Peh that the Prushim are right. But you see from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai otherwise, that in Pashtus there's no basis for their assertion altogether. Their assertion is more apparently contrariness than to be go against the Prushim than any intellectual basis that they had for it. All that they had to stick up for themselves, the sole proof that they had, was Moshe Rabbeinu was Oyev Yisrael. That's the, in other words, like, why in the world? Every Yontif has a date when it takes place. Shavuos is 50 days after Pesach. Pesach has a date. Sukkot has a date. So how is it? Rosh Hashanah has a date. Yom Kippur has a date. So how is it that this mitzvah doesn't have a date? According to you, there's no date. Right? It's antithetical to everything that we find in the Torah. Shabbos is fixed. It's every 7 days. Fine. But besides that, everything has a date. So according to you, there's no date.
It's true.
You know?
It's true.
What?
I mean,
what?
It could, I mean, Shavuos could physically come out on the 6th, 7th, 5th, 6th, you know, doesn't.
It's because Shavuos, the Yom Tov is fixed as Tisperu Chamishim. It's 50 days after Pesach. Exactly. That's the date.
Yeah.
But it has a date.
Right. But it's not B'chamishah Soyum.
It has a date. 50 days after the beginning of Pesach comes whatever, from the second day of Pesach, 50 days later comes Shavuos. Right. But it's fixed to a certain time. There's a date for it.
Yeah.
The only thing that you want to claim is not fixed is the Korban Ha'omer. Like, Behechatesi, on what basis would you say such a thing? It's inconsistent with every other halacha in the Torah. Shabbos? Shabbos means to rest from halacha. And there isn't Yisrael Sasa halacha on Yom Tov. And Yom Kippur is called Shabbat Shabbos and Halacha. So it's in reference to Yom Tov, it's not Shabbos. So what dictates to you, and interesting, the Gemara says they had no answer. Other than an answer that's for late night comedy. You know, or for Washington, they, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu was a crowd pleaser, you know, given a long weekend. So that's important to note. It's a mistake in our perception, the way this Gemara is usually presented. In Pashtus, there is no, it could mean one, it could mean the other. But there's nothing in the Pashtus Akro which is counted to the Masar. And if anything, what's most consistent is that it has a date. It should have a date. Lord goes into many, many answers. Now, the Halacha picks up on Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Dimar gives a whole slew of answers that the Chachamim gave to the Tzduka in this process. So at the end of the sugya, Rava came along, and Rava says, "Oh, Rava, kulu vislu upircha bar mitarti tanoi basraisa." Other than the last two, the tarabein mastita kamaisa, but mastita basraisa, the less upircha. There are only a limited number of answers that are solid. So now he starts off. Even the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai.
And that's the part that I'm going to take up on. If we want to use Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's proof, then why does it say Shavu Shavos is Tamimus Tiyano? And it says Tisperu Chamishim Yayim. The reason for that is, it says Dilma Kedah Abaye. Maybe Abaye is right. The Omer Abaye, Mitzvah Lemimne Yayim, Mitzvah Lemimne Shavu. One has to count the days and one has to count the weeks. So maybe that's what it's telling you. That Shavu Shavos is Tamimus Tiyano. So maybe it's not because it starts referring to the case that it starts on Sunday, but it's telling me you have to count 2 weeks too. The Gemara now then goes through all his other analysis of all the other answers that they gave. Then Gufa the Gemara comes back now to a discussion of Abaye. This is on Samach Baba Barav. Omar Abaye, mitzvah lemim de yomei or mitzvah lemim de shmui. It's a mitzvah to count both. Rabbanan the rear of Ashi and the yeshiva of Rav Ashi, monu yomei. And they followed Abaye. They counted both. Ameimar money yomi v'lo money shvu. He counted the days and not the weeks. Omar zeichel lemigdashu. Nowadays it's only zeichel lemigdash. And therefore there's no necessity to count the days, and it's enough to count the days. You don't have to count the weeks.
What are they doing in the mikdash?
So apparently in the mikdash they counted both. But since we're only a zeichel lemigdash, you know, we don't have to kvetch on all the, you know. That's the simplest way of reading the Gemara. I will tell you there's a very interesting pshat in the Gemara. I mean, you could ask on the Gemara. It's a little bit surprising on Meimar's view. Because normally they call the Tikkun Rabbanan getting the rice of Tikkun. If we make a Zeichel of Migdash, it usually tries to follow the pattern that they had in the Migdash, not to make a new one. So why, if the Migdash had days and weeks, would we Zeichel of Migdash count the days and not the weeks? It could be that there are different aspects of the mitzvah. There are some that suggest a very interesting shita. The shita of the Rabbeinu Yerucham, the Chalek, the Sfiras Hayomim, the Sfiras HaShvuos. He says, the Sfiras Hayomim af bezman hazeh min ha-Torah. But Sfiras HaShvuos, the Tolsa Torah ba-Omer, that the Torah specifically said, is the hook to the Omer. The Chsiv, miyoyim aviyachem es Omer atnum, v'sheva shabos es tmim es tiyena. So he says the days remain the chiyah min ha-Torah, and the weeks, and it's not such a chiyah because it's tied directly to the korban. So that even perhaps in the shita of our meimar, we could say the same thing. In other words, one is more, even if they're both midrabbanan, but one is more directly tied to the korban, one's not so directly tied to the korban. Even though, in other words, they are both bizman hazeh. In other words, we take the mitzvah has to be after do the entire mitzvah, but perhaps the days are less actually tied to the korban than the weeks are, and therefore in the zeichel lemigdash, she said, the part which is totally directly on the korban, since we don't have the korban, that's like part of the korban. We'll leave that part out. Perhaps a meimer is surprising. However you look at it, now a meimer money yomi with a money shvui om zeichel lemigdash. Now what did Abaye hold? Right, he said you have to do both, but why did he hold you have to do both? Did he concur with Ameimah that there's Zeichel of Migdash? Or did he hold it to the Raisa?
Can't tell.
Right? How do you read the Gemara?
Sounds like he holds it's the Raisa, because the whole point he gave back to the Tzidukim, the Raisa. So the Torah is telling you to do weeks and days.
Okay, so we have different readings, different ways to read the Gemara. We don't have one way necessarily to read. We have the following. Yeah. V'yesh min ha'meforshim shayadaitam v'tavonas ha'kosuv limnos ha'shuvas dafka. Because of a Rambam, Zichrono Livracha. Vayata Yischa Omram, Zichrono Livracha, Mitzvah Lenin Leyom, Mitzvah Lenin Leishvoi, Etachshav Shem, Shtei Mitzvahs. Don't think that they're two mitzvahs. Shein HaKavono V'Sein Lo Yimah Shetia Mitzvah Rifnei Atzma. It doesn't mean each one is a mitzvah by itself. Avalu Chelek Mechelki HaMitzvah. It means that each one is part of the mitzvah. V'Omnam Hoyu Shtei Mitzvahs. when would it be two mitzvahs? You know, Omer would be end minyan a minyan mitzvah, minyan ashur is mitzvah. That it would mean it's two mitzvahs. But saying mitzvah means we're obligated to do it. It doesn't mean necessarily that it is a separate mitzvah. Okay, and this is clear if you understand the Hebrew language. Now, what happens if you counted, for example, the days and not the weeks? What takes place? Let's see, but nowadays, you counted the days and not the weeks. So the Mogen Avraham says the following. They say the following. The Mogen Avraham says Seyato. They hold that the Yaitzi were just the day. Why? Mishum the sphere of Bizmanas as the Rabbana. Sphere of Bizmanas as the Rabbana. And therefore, Amen was right. We passed him as the Rabbana. And therefore, you don't have to count the, you don't have to count the weeks. So they learned that the machlaikis of Abaya and Amen was that Abaya holds the Raisa. And therefore, you have to count the days and the weeks. And Amen said it's the Rabbana and it's Zeichel the Biglish. And therefore, you just need a Zeichel, you don't need both. Consequently, you, if you counted the days and not the weeks, you get it. So the Mogen Avraham read it tomorrow, and those that pasken like him, that only the days are equal of Bizmanenu, that Abaya held is the Raisa, Amemer held it's the Rabbana, and that's what he introduced, it's Eichel HaMikdash. You say it's the Raisa, and I say it's Eichel HaMikdash. That's one way to read it tomorrow. You could read the Gemara differently. Now, if we look at the Sefer Achinuch, so the Sefer Achinuch holds, let's first read this paragraph. There's a sheet that holds that you only, this is the Mordechai, it says the Rabbi Ezra holds this way. But when do you have to count weeks? Only on the day that the calendar turns, 7, 14, 21, you have to rest and done, you don't have to count the weeks. And it's a whole week, you count the week. I will ask you, b'chol yom, v'lom, v'shem kachwa, kach yom, v'kachwa, kach shvuvus, to say each day as we do, they're counting the weeks. There's no such need. And 7 days, to say it's a week. And 14 days, to say it's 2 weeks, etc. V'yeish mehem sh'omru, some say, Ki aderech hanifka lahaske minyan ha-shvuos imhayomim, that the appropriate way is Ki aderech hanifka lahaske minyan ha-shvuos imhayomim, is to count both together. Tomid b'choyim, each and every single day. V'yorei shamayim yivchar darko, and v'yorei shamayim, what should he do? Is lahoitzi mikol sofek lo yechus deferes amilus, and count each day both the chinogo ayom mechol amakher moshes shaman. So he says the universal practice from many in the time of the Sefer Achinuch was us formula for counting sphere. So the Sefer Achinuch paskins that you have to count the days and the weeks. Now what's rather interesting is that generally he's very very much a fan of the Rambam and he follows the Rambam sheet. And here at the very end, he writes the following: Heges mitzvah sfiras amu midiraisa b'chol mokko in the schol. In all places, no, there's not dafkin eretz. It's all to schol. Now here we have the following, and the text that we have is man habayi sheyesham aymo. When there's an aymo, when the midrash stands, and with the rabbanon b'chol mokko, afilu hayoyim shein aymer korav avonosein. Aymer alzev lo siper yomim elu b'zman habayi is pital asein. So clearly, there's something different in this modern Migdash than there is now. Now, there's some textual issues. Some don't have the text from Bizman, B'chomog, B'chol Zman, and then from Bizman Abay, Sheyesham Oimer, until Ba'avon Oseinu, they don't have. But nevertheless, The sequel still says, well, Avra Zevelo Sipa Yom Elu Bismanabayas Bitalase. So he's still saying that something is tied to the Beis HaMikdash. Now someone wants to claim, one of the Achronim, that he means only like the Shita, that only the days you have to count nowadays. But he doesn't say, he didn't say Lo Sipa Yom. He says Lo Sipa Yom Elu, means if you didn't count during these days. He's not telling you what you have to count. It just means you didn't count these days. Not that you have to count days or weeks. So he holds, either way, it comes out that this is the Rabbonah of Bizman Hazeh. That's clear from the Sefer HaChadosh L'Charvati. He holds it's the Rabbonah. It's the Rabbonah, so now it's very interesting. So he holds that even though it's the Rabbonah, you still have to count the days in the week. So who did, he, so who did the Sefer HaChadosh Paskin like? He couldn't have Paskin like a Meimar, because a Meimar said Zeichel HaMikdash, he only counted the days and not the weeks. That I mean, so he learned Pshat in Abaya, that Abaya also agrees with Zeichel HaMikdash. But despite the fact that it's Zeichel HaMikdash, you still have to count the days and the weeks. So how to read this Gemara is a very tricky story. And it just makes a very, very big difference in this halacha that we're talking about, is what happens if you counted the days and not the weeks. Are you Yotzei or not? So the Chofetz Chaim argues with the Magen Avraham. And he's partial to the Shittas that say you have to recount. Says the Magen Avraham and his counterparts and his associates who argue that since it is midrabbanan, you don't have to count the day, the weeks. Ein devreim chuvon. I don't see eye to eye with them. Shekamol lahani yisraeli debizmanazed deraisa. Just as those that hold benizmanazed deraisa in nafkamina ben yomi deshvoi. Where do you make a difference between days and weeks? Kamavur lahed yibsefer amitzvah deshvoi yu chaylik michalki amitzvah shasvir. It's part of the mitzvah. There's no distinction. Kamokin imneim ashum midrabbanan gankein yomi yishvoi chodin. It's all one thing. It's one mitzvah that Rambam holds. As we saw in the Sefer HaChinuch, when on our Kaim alone Ka'abayah, we paskin like Abayah, for Rabbanu de Ravashi, the Loka Meimah. V'chein kol ha-poiskin v'akadmoinim, all paskin like that, the Bahag and the Rif and the Ritz Shiyat, lo atiku klal de Ria Meimah. They didn't copy Shemam and other Smirle, the Filo of Neimah, there was one of them with the Rabbanon, called the Tiku Rabbanu Kein, the Raisa Tiku. Now, if he, as we argued at the beginning, now, v'im Neimah, and the Chofetz Chaim is a Gleim HaShechah. He says, v'im Neimah, maybe you want to learn, the time on Gemishim the Sphere of the Hudu, the Raisa, maybe they all pass them like Abaya because they hold the Raisa. And Abaya follows that sheet. Why not Sphere of the Hudu, the Rabbanon? And we're going according to the sheet that's the Rabbanon. So he says, we're really going to get ourselves in a mess. Zain, why? The in name of the Chol Eilu Rishon and Sphere of the Hudu, the Raisa, if all of these Rishon, in other words, the Bahag, the Rif, and the Riz Jiyat, all hold is the Raisa, and the Rambam also holds that way. Ushore a Rishonim and other Rishonim Shavain of Vivir Alocha, which includes, he said, the Shibali Alek, and also, Hello Gamkein Kosfu Behed Yeshu Deraisa. So if we have so many Rishonim Paskin it is Deraisa, if that's what you're going to learn, is Bavad, that's what I said, in other words, if you said Mitzvah Lemindei Shvuwe, it's a Raya that he Paskin is Deraisa, Bavad Yitzlan Leminko Lidirahachi, then we ought to, if we have such a heavy sheet of Rishonim on that side, we should certainly pass in that way. Okay, Nirolani as Daiti. Okay, Vavadim Uchui, we did a lachsa volumnus. Even if the Yevid, you want to say that it's not the Ikuva, but certainly if you remembered before the time ended, that you would have to count again. That's what comes out. The paskins at the end, but the eved, you could count the yisaymich on the sheetahs from shochach lachsa b'lisma mona shor yomim ivrochi. You'd still count. I guess it's enough of a suffix. What the din is, plus the sheetah of that each day is independent, that you don't have to actually go back and count again, go on counting without a broch.
What's the
direction
of logic? What is not only to say that it's a
Raisa,
then what it's based on doesn't exist anymore.
Well, who said that the mitzvah of the Sefiras HaOmer is dependent on the Omer. Maybe it just, that's the time that it begins. Yeah, that's true. That's the day. But it doesn't mean that day exists. It's Tezayin Nisan. That's the day. But maybe you're not dependent on the Korban of the Omer itself. That's part of the Shaila that we have. Yes, that's the way he's learning.
And that halacha should be nifsak.
And since we wrote, since most Rishayim, he says, hold it, the Rabbanim is manazeh. So therefore we should pass for like a meimer at bottom line. That was his, the Mogen Avraham's approach. And he gets into a very interesting thing, the Minchas Chinuch. He wants to know the Noshim Vavodim by the Sefer HaChinuch said Tzchorim on the Chuyim in this place. The Noshim Vavodim Beturim and Mitzvazim. Noshim and Avodim are parted from this Mitzvah. Why? To have a Mitzvah cessation as Man Gromah. It's almost universally agreed to that it is a mitzvah cessation of Mangala. There is a lotion of the Ramban in Masechta Kedushin that says otherwise, and there's a great deal of controversy if that it's maybe not a incorrect text in the Ramban altogether.
And if you miss the night, you can say the next day without bracha.
But that's tomorrow. Even then, it's only 7 weeks. It's still mitzvah cessation of Mangala. You can't do it. 365, you know, 24/7.
It's within a certain amount.
So that's a Seishas Mangrum. Ryan Morgan Avram Sifkot Aleph Shekosav Do Idna Shav Yalai Chayv. That women have accepted it upon themselves as a Chayv. But Dover Zet Tzorachim, he says. The Minchas Chinuch says, I'm not excited with this idea. Udor Chodesh, this is an amazing departure. The notion, according to the Mogen Avraham, Kiblu Aleim Lasis Mitzvah Cessation Beturim, that they accepted upon themselves to do a mitzvah that they're exempt from, Yishaivu, they become obligated to do it, and they just Shav Yalai Chovu. They've accepted it as obligatory. So according to the Mogen Avraham, this is true of most of the mitzvahs are said. Shazman Grom.
It's true, they have accepted.
No, the Shoifa, they do, and the Levin Esrog, they do, and Sukkah, they do. Most of the mitzvahs, they do. But is it a chayiv, or it's just... The tefillin, the reason that they don't put on, because tefillin is a chash isur, the Rambam says. Which means if you don't keep the proper kedusha with tefillin, you're over an isur. So if you're not mechayiv to put them on, we don't let you put them on. But we're mechayiv to put them on, so we have, you know, no choice. Below Ra'isi came with Shumokun, and I don't know what he sourced that the Morgan Aram has for this. When a doim of the Tulas Arvis, and this is not comparable to Omar. Now, why isn't that? What does he mean that it's not comparable to Marv? In Marv, we also have a machloikus in the Gemara of Tulas Arvis is Chayiv, and Tulas Arvis is Rishus. Now, we pass in Tulas Arvis is Rishus. So that should come out. There's different sheetas what Tulas Arvis Rishus means. The Tfilas Arvis Rishus, listen, I'm just not in the mood tonight, so okay, I'll see you tomorrow, you know. This one's, you know, it's a freebie. So, you know, take it or leave it. Tonight I decide to leave it. Midyar Rishonim that, you know, they certainly object to that. Tosfos says it just means if you have a good reason, you can not doubt. But not stump because you're not in the mood. There are kolponim. Well, we say nowadays, umachoyiv, why? Because Shav Yalai Chayiv, we've accepted it as a chayiv. So why can't we say the same thing that women have accepted as a chayv upon themselves? It's ayin b'rishayim. So he brings a very interesting chiluk that when is it shayach that there's a, you can have shavi alayo chayva, that's anything that there's a machlokes about. So therefore, for example, of tefillas arvos, if you hold tefillas arvos as a chayv, so a woman is mechuyev in ma'arav is metal. They're mechuyev in ra'ah. Because women are mechuyev in the tefillas, the mercy is tefillah rachmini. So now, if we've accepted it as a chayv, because there is a view that says it's a chayv, so we've decided in effect to follow that sheet. The woman kabbal upon ourselves to follow that sheet. So women could also be kabbal upon themselves to follow the sheet that it's a chayv. But something which everyone agrees is a rishut, that has no, is no one ever argued as a chayv. Never, no one ever argued that Tzvuras Omer is a chayv. So how could you accept it upon yourself and make it into a chayv? No one ever claimed such a thing. In other words, we can accept them on ourselves to follow a particular view on the halacha. Or we know it like this sheet in the halacha. That we can do. But we can't make up a sheet in halacha. So he says he doesn't rechay. Then he goes into the fact, rechengesh deos to also last his mitzvah to say shazman groman. I think this is a little bit, as he puts it, overstated. And maybe that's what the mefurish on the bottom means. The Ron at the beginning of the second paragraph of Sukkah says, they're all, according to one man, the Omer and Shas, there are limitations on the mitzvahs that say that Shazman Groman, the women are allowed to do. Meaning, that any time that there is a Shash Iser involved, so they're not allowed to do it. It's only the mitzvahs that say, which has no Shash Iser, which you're definitely not going to violate anything, that they're allowed to do it. So for example, Noshim and women are not mechuyev to do smicha, to lean upon the animal. But if you lean upon the animal, this is shayla, then you're mishtamish b'kotcha, you're using kotcha. So if you're mechuyev to do it, so it's a mitzvah. But if you're not mechuyev, maybe there's an isa. So he says, therefore, that's what is a machlekes in shas, if noshim soimchus b'shus or not, if they have the right to do it or not. Because since they're not mechuyev, maybe in fact the isa shabob, leaning on the animal, takes precedence, and you're not allowed to do it. But that's the only machloikas that the Ron brings. The Ron says it's a machloikas, 2 days in Shas. I don't know the Rishonim, but 2 days in Shas at least, of Noshim Simchus Rishus Anatz. If there's a Chash Iser in a certain case, are they allowed to be machmer upon themselves and look away from the Chash Iser? But a mitzvah such as Tzviras Omer, which has no Chash Iser to it, so the Chara they should be able to do. No one claims that it's a mitzvah a woman of a chayiv to do. How can, in fact, they turn it into a chayiv? And where the Mogen Avraham comes from, he says, still remains to be investigated. So this is a din which touches, in fact, many, many of the mitzvahs of say. Shofar, Dalet Mina, Sukkah, all of those mitzvahs of say are touched by this issue. Do we say that this idea of Noshim Mashavi Olai Yochai? Okay, we'll hold it at this point. A bracha that we pass in Ashkenaz, they can make a bracha, whether it's a chayv or not. It's not a chayv, they can still make a bracha. Tziboro means, in effect, that since the Rebbeinu Shem gave us the mitzvah, there's a significance in their doing. It was given to the Knesset Yisrael.